Shores, El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome to the program. A Monday after your Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a good time. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the News Talk and Information Show that knows what it's talking about. We're here until 1 o'clock every weekday morning, and 4 a.m., that's 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're with you tonight, of course, nationally, and we'll be until Friday because the, Thanksgiving week is over with. Between Christmas and New Year's, we do take a few days off. But nonetheless, we're with you here, and we invite you to join us not only on the radio but online at philhendryshow.com. We've got a live streaming video cast of our show every night. We also have Cyber Monday in the works right now. And I don't know, did you update the website, bud?
Probably not. Whoa.
I guess that's a no, huh? We have Cyber Monday in the works, folks, and this is what you do, okay? And let me just look at the website. I think you said it's under, there's under 2 hours left for Cyber Monday. If you go to our website between now and midnight Pacific time, I know it's after midnight on the East Coast, but between now and midnight Pacific time, so between now and 3 a.m. on the East Coast, if you purchase $19.99 worth of stuff from our shop for every $19.99 worth of purchase, is that what it says? A minimum value. Any order placed before midnight tonight with a minimum order value of $19.99 receives a free Phil Hendry Show shot glass, okay?
You're going to get a free shot glass.
Yeah, you get the free Phil Hendry Show shot glass, and that's by just going and purchasing an order minimum of $19.99. So what is it now? It's under 2 hours, so we have to update the site to say that, you knucklehead.
Well, it's, I mean, people can figure it out. It said midnight.
Well, that's true. All right, so head over to philhendryshow.com and get a free shot glass with your $19.99 minimum purchase, right? That's kind of our Black Friday, Brown Thursday, Green Saturday, whatever the hell it is, you know, and Cyber Monday. As a matter of fact, we had been offering this at midnight last night. We suddenly realized, wait a minute, now it's Cyber Monday, so let's just keep right on going. So anyway, that's our little offer to you guys at philhendryshow.com. Get a Phil Hendry Show shot glass with your $19.99 worth of purchase, right?
Yeah, well, if they buy like a pullover to get Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirt, that right there automatically is a shot glass.
That's right. Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirt is above $19.99. So
how much is that, like $200 or something?
No, it ain't $200. It's, you know, it's reasonable. All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Speaking of Black Friday, a successful Black Friday it was, $52 billion. $52 billion, I think, was the figure that I saw that was spent over this Black Friday weekend by American consumers. It was, by any yardstick, a smashing success. And doing a little bit of research over the weekend on Black Friday, on the economy, and what it means to national security and basic neighborhood security, was the Citizens Auxiliary Police with Jay Santos joining us. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is simply a auxiliary of citizens interested in securing, obviously, neighborhood and community. And taking a peek, as you say, Jay, over the shoulder of police to make sure they're not missing anything. You guys do not have actual powers of arrest.
Not to the extent, Phil, that we are able to, arrest an individual and put them in a so-called county jail. But we do have, and we do exercise our constitutional right to a citizen's arrest. Which is what we will do.
Now, you're located in the South Bay of California, but there's Citizens Auxiliary Police. So-called forces around the country?
Well, we do. We have citizen groups. We have the Gator Brigade in Florida. There was a simulated police in New York State. There's the Range Riders in Texas. The Beaver Battalion in Oregon. Different groups of American citizens interested in not only making sure that we have low crime rate, but that we are also socially, that we're looking out for each other. And I think that's where it begins, Phil. I think crime begins when we don't socially, we're not going to look out for nobody. You know?
All right, now what did Black Friday, why did Black Friday interest you?
Black Friday, I was first approached by Subcommander Gleason and Bill Ballard, who's a member of one of our Citizens Auxiliary Agency, the Keystone Agency, which is in Pennsylvania. And they had seen numbers like the one that you just gave on your program here a moment ago, Phil, of $52 billion.
And yeah, billion,
Yeah, $1 billion that we thought was rather shocking given the fact that we have a national recession. There's a worldwide global recession, if not depression, underway. And economically, there's a lot of countries that are sort of stressed, as well as ours. We had seen that number, and I immediately went to Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder and coordinator of a lot of the operations that, that we're going to engage in, and I asked if we might not go out to some of these outlets, some of these retail areas, and talk to some of the people who are in line. I know that we had a very good opportunity this weekend because there were a lot of people in line.
A lot of people at a lot of different places beginning on Thursday night.
Right, standing in line waiting to get in.
Exactly, and all through the weekend.
Exactly. So I wanted to find out why people were, it would seem, were either, I wouldn't want to say they're hoarding money, but I wanted to know what was the situation with money in some of these households where we have a lot of people, and you've heard them, Phil, and it's on television and the news, a lot of people are singing the blues about how they don't have any money, which I don't doubt, but then what are they doing all of a sudden, you know, with all this money? So
What was the initial thinking as you're going into this? That you mentioned the word hoarding?
Well, I don't know. I mean, going in, I didn't know. I think we formed some opinions coming out. I don't want to, I'll discuss with you a little bit. I use the word hoarding because I think that there was some of that. Going in, before we went over to the different, you know, outlet malls and all this, going in, we were not really sure. And, of course, I was, myself, I wanted to keep an open mind. But coming out of the experience, we found that we do believe that there was some hoarding. We do believe that there were some individuals who had money, didn't want to talk about having money.
All right, we're talking here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I just want to let people in on who you are, Jay. And where are you right now?
We are right now, came back to our substation. All right, here's a great example of what I'm talking about. I was just handed this, some memo from Major Ellis Newton. It is Major Elvis Newton's feeling that in coordinating this weekend and asking people, the people would say to us, why do you ask, and that kind of thing. It's always kind of a red flag for me. You know, when we would go up to people in line, say, at any one of these stores and say, we understand that there's a recession and there's a very bad economy. What are you doing here? And we would immediately get, not always, we'll immediately get, you know, kind of a defensive, well, what business is yours? Major Newton put that together with the other information we collated, and we feel that, yes, there has been a substantial amount of dishonesty, if you will. It's very difficult to call it dishonesty. I don't mean to put a negative spin on it, but dishonesty with, when it comes to household accounts. And
So you guys have concluded, based upon the research and the people that you talked to this weekend, that people saying that they don't have enough money, they're not being honest. They obviously do, but they hoard it for things like Black Friday?
Yes, absolutely. In other words, people are not as economically in distress as they say they are. When we ask one woman, what are you doing here? And
so, let me interrupt you. I'm sorry, Jay.
Go ahead.
Did you ask people, what are you doing here? Is that how you put it?
The question we asked, we would say, well, you know, there's a recession on, there's a bad economy, there's not a lot of money, there's not a lot of, you know, everything's kind of bad. What are you doing? You know, we'd say, what are you doing here? What is this about? It is a little confusing, and we'd get people saying to us, why do you ask, or what business is it yours? I would identify myself, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and if they still resisted us, then we would say, all right, we're not going to make an issue out of it right now. You know, we'll come back and ask you some more questions. because I didn't want to make an issue in terms of making any citizens' arrests.
Well, what are you going to arrest somebody for anyway, Jay? I mean, they're standing in line. They're going to go into a store. They may not or may conform to what you guys think is someone who is hoarding money or not hoarding money or someone who is in economic distress or not. But what are you going to arrest them for?
Well, we're not going to arrest so much as detain and get some more information because there's something off. If someone says there's a recession, if someone says my family's hurting, I don't have no job, I don't have no, you know how everybody's saying they don't have no job? Well, they got no job. What are they doing standing around at Best Buy, you know, and they're going to go in and get some, I don't know, some fan that fits on their hat or some ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, or some, you know, some additional drive for all their, you know, I don't want to say porn, but I mean, you know how people are. And
people have all kinds of needs. I don't want to judge their needs, and I certainly don't want to say that they're spending money frivolously. Your question is simply, are people lying when they say they're in economic distress and then turn around and spend $52 billion on Black Friday? Is that it?
Yes, that's it, and there's a lot more to it. It's not just are they lying, but just how much are they holding back on, you know, and how much money do they have, you know?
And you were told, by the way, when you asked people this question, they asked you what?
Well, they would just say, you know, who's asking, and we found that to be suspicious. We found that to be suspicious. When I ask someone, what are you doing here when there's a recession on, and they go, who's asking, right away, of course, you're going to ask yourself, okay, what's that about? Why are they not answering a question?
There's a lot of reasons for that, but let's talk about it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I'd like to know some of the reasons.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. 877, hold on for a minute. Jay Sanos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. 877-876-PHIL. All of that money, all of those people this weekend, the Black Friday sales were on and people were spending money. Where did all the money come from? That's what the Citizens Auxiliary Police was trying to figure out this weekend. Is there really a recession on? Are people really broke? Or are people hoarding or holding back? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445 is our number as we talk here about Black Friday on this Monday night, our first live show after the Thanksgiving holiday weekends. We're glad that you're joining us. We are live here from the El Pacifico. On the line is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police out of the South Bay in Southern California. And Jay, we'll take a phone call here in a moment, but the question that I would have for you, just so you can clarify for us. Well, you're out there this weekend doing a survey?
Yeah, I would say it is a, for the most part, Phil, I would say that what we were trying to do is ascertain information. We were not doing any enforcement per se. If people gave us a song and a dance, of course, that's a red flag right there.
And what do you mean a red flag? What does that mean, a red flag?
Well, if I, for instance, asked someone, we went to different Black Friday sales where the lines were significant, and I would say to an individual, what are you doing here, considering the money is tight, and they gave me some song, you know, what business is it of yours, or, you know, that's a red flag. And so, you know, I would continue to ask questions, and obviously, you know when people are hiding something from you. So I put that down in the information that we were collating as dishonesty. And so, you know, the conclusion you have to draw is that there's a lot of dishonesty when it comes to the, you know, this recession, because people obviously have money, are not saying they do, and that's, you know, that's dishonesty.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I suppose for my listeners, the question would be, do you have more money than you're saying that you do? But then again, I don't know whether or not, you know, I don't know that people are being dishonest. Here is Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Could you speak up,
Jay,
sir? Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Jay, can you hear me?
I can hear the gentleman. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my question is simply this. When you're out conducting this survey, and you use the word detention, possibly, if someone wasn't honest with you, what would be your grounds for any detention?
Well, I think that the grounds would be along these lines. The country's in a great deal of distress economically, and yet, let's say, for instance, it was you. The country's in a great deal of distress economically, and you are not being totally honest with your household finances, meaning that, we don't have the right information because you're holding on to your money. And, whatever, putting in a can out in the backyard. I don't know what you're doing with it,
Well, I guess my whole thing is, if I'm earning it, which I do, I work very hard.
I know it's kind of hard to understand, but it has to do with sort of the social connection between money, crime, economy, so on and so forth.
Well, I certainly understand the correlation between money and crime as I am in law enforcement. I still don't understand legal recourse for detention because someone will not answer a question from someone who would like to be a law enforcement.
Well, I don't want to insult you, but maybe that's why you do what you do and I do what I do, And
well, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
What are you doing, Jay, that's any different? You're not even a licensed police officer.
Well, here we go again. What I'm trying to do is pick up the slack, all right? And a guy says to me, I say, what are you doing here? Well, that's none of your business. Okay, right away, that's a red flag. Now, as a police officer, you should know that, sir.
Well, I have a legal standing and a legal reason to ask those questions to someone.
Right.
None of that. It's basically, I want to know curiosity in your case when you go out and ask these questions.
As a citizen's auxiliary police member. As a citizen's auxiliary police member.
And,
what's that?
Dress up like I want to be a policeman and have little lights and phone, that kind of stuff.
Do we do what? Do we have a blue armband which identifies us as citizens auxiliary police? And we will go down the line as we did this weekend and say to consumers, if the country's in such bad shape, what are you people doing here buying all kinds of, crap, basically? I mean, it's a good question.
What the officer's asking is, what do you mean by crap?
Well, if we all of a sudden everybody's at Best Buy buying, video games. What's that about? I thought the country had a recession going on. See, that's suspicious. And as a police officer, I would think this gentleman would be, suspicious about it.
Well, what is suspicious about it?
Exactly. Help me here.
Well, it's suspicious if someone says they don't have no money, and all of a sudden they come into money. Don't you think that's a little suspicious?
Well, I know where I live, typically people work very hard and they save money in anticipation
for a recession. Well, then there's no recession. See, that's where, that separates, I guess, what I do from regular cops. Because...
Well, that's what I meant. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not saying anything other than this gentleman's a police officer and they have a certain level at which they can't get any... You're not going to be thinking any deeper about it. But I think more deeply. See?
Hmm.
So it's something to think about, for you to think about. But I thank you for calling, and hope I helped you out.
I have one other question while I got you on the phone. You did mention that you have groups in Florida. And do you have any groups in Georgia?
All right, we got to get going, but thank you very much for your call, sir.
Yeah, we have to go. But thanks a lot, and good luck to you. And
I hope you heard that police officer was, and I do have to take a break, that police officer was very skeptical,
Well, I don't know what to say to someone who has limited ability to understand what it is I'm trying to do. And what we're trying to do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, is to find out what's going on, just what's going on. If somebody says there's a recession and they have a lot of money, and I want to know what's going on, because does that mean that all of a sudden, wow, did you rob a bank? No, of course you didn't. Well, do you have money and you're saying that you don't have money?
Well, what if the whole country is lying about the fact that they've got money? And the whole country is lying about that, and we actually do have a lot of money, and there's no recession.
Well, then we've got a problem.
Well, what's the problem?
The problem is that the whole country is adjusting its thinking and banks are adjusting their lending practices, and companies are adjusting the way they do business, because everyone says they're broke, and what they're not. So, or it's a select few people who have a lot of money, and they're going down and buying all this stuff, and the rest of us are standing there looking at them going, where'd you get all the money? And they're like, none of your business.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Is the country really more, do we have more money than we're saying? Because look at all the bread we spent on Black Friday. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Black Saturday, Black Sunday, too.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL on the line with me here. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the Black Friday sales that just happened. A lot of money being spent by Americans, $52 billion. That's a lot of bread. Speaking of spending money, why not come to our website, philhendryshow.com, and spend a little bit of money. In fact, if you buy $19.99 worth of stuff, that is a minimum purchase of $19.99. You get a free shot glass thrown in until midnight tonight, Pacific time, on the West Coast. So you'll get a Phil Hendry Show shot glass with your $19.99 worth of purchase. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, well, basically, the $19.99 of the money.
I understand $19.99 is $19.99 is money. So with your $19.99 purchase, you get a free Phil Hendry Show shot glass. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us here. And we have some more phone calls, Jay. The questions I know are going to get into some areas of your constitutionality, of your right to ask these questions and so forth. You and I have been down this road before since you are a auxiliary police agency. Can you give me some legitimacy so that people are forewarned when they call in and ask about this?
Well, you're absolutely right, Phil. We have discussed about this before, and it's always surprising to me that people don't seem to understand that I got a constitutional right to citizens' arrests, just like you do. Now, we are not a police agency. I would not be a police officer, not that I don't admire police officers, but I think there's too much politics involved. What we're able to do is to interdict the crime before the crime happens. If someone's standing in line and they want to go and buy a lot of really expensive stuff on Black Friday, and we're supposed to be in the middle of a recession, that tells me they have a lot of money. Why are they lying about the money they have? Are they trying to, you know, are they trying to commit bank fraud or something like that? I mean, I don't know.
Bank fraud? I mean, so they have a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean there's a crime being committed.
No, it is. No, you're right. But why wouldn't you want to answer? If I say, what are you doing here? You know, I mean, most Americans are flat on, let me just say it, most Americans are flat on their rear end. They don't have no money. What are you doing here? And they go, what's it to you? That, to me, is a very insolent and insulting way to...
They may think that your question's insulting, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. We have Bill on the line. Go ahead, Bill. You're on with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, it's not an insulting question.
No, I know it's not insulting, but when you say, what are you doing here? I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I think it's a very insulting question. You have no right to ask that question. For one thing, you're not going to get any statistical evidence from an answer to the question because you're asking shoppers. You're not asking the people that are sitting at home that can't make it to the mall because they don't have the time. And not everyone is broke. 10%, 15% are broke. They're not the shoppers. So why
$52 billion was spent. And why is it rude for me to say, what are you doing here? What are they doing there?
Well, what were you doing there? They were shopping.
I'm asking.
And you were poking your nose into their business. And you've got no constitutional right to do that. And they have no.
I have a right to go. I have a right to stand on a sidewalk. I have a right to stand on a sidewalk, don't I?
Yes.
And then I have a right, if I'm standing on that sidewhat, I can look at you and say, what are you doing here?
Who the hell's business is it? But why is it any of your business?
And they have that right, but still, it's a red flag. It's a red flag.
It's not a red flag. You've got red flags coming out your butt, I guess. I'm sorry.
That's very funny, sir. That's very amusing, sir, but the fact is, it is.
That's not a red flag. That's a person offended by your question gives you back a slightly offensive answer. Whose business is it? It's not yours.
are you telling me the United States, the Department of the Commerce,
you know what?
They don't have the right to ask the question?
They might be making frivolous purchases today, but in a good economy, they might be making many, many, many more frivolous purchases. So you can't, you have nothing statistical
no,
to go
that,
on.
That doesn't make no sense.
You're just wasting your afternoon asking questions.
That don't make
it's
no
weird.
Sense.
Weird. That's really weird.
What's weird about asking someone, where'd you get the money when the country's in a recession? I think that's very pertinent.
Why don't you ask some girl why she's dating this guy next to her? I mean,
it has nothing to do with the security of the... I'm interested in security of the community. A girl dating, unless it's of a different race...
And what value is it?
Whoa, what is that supposed to mean?
You ask a rude question and you expect a polite answer and a statistically proper answer when you're only asking shoppers. You're not asking the 15% that can't afford to be at the mall. Give it a break.
The 15% that can't afford to be at the mall. The 15% that can't afford to be at the mall are the people that I would expect would not be there because they can't. That's what I'm trying to say.
You shouldn't be interviewing the people that can. If the people that can spend, maybe the people that are out of work will have work. But you're making it. Trying to lay a guilt trip on them.
You're confused. You're really confused now. I mean, you need to put
I'm
your head
confused.
In a bucket of water.
You're wasting your afternoon. I'm waiting only 5 minutes talking to a moron.
You're all in the heat.
Hold on for a minute. The gentleman is making a point here. This is a very good question.
When a guy says to me, and I say to him, in the middle of a recession, the worst recession we've had since the Depression, I say, what do you think you're doing? And he looks at me like, what's it to you? That's suspicious, okay?
Why isn't it suspicious when you look at that guy and you say, what do you think you're doing?
It's not, because look at the recession we're in.
What if he said, I'm trying to lift us out of recession? How's that? Would that please you?
Well, why did we go into recession in the first place? Why weren't you spending so we wouldn't go into recession? What were you doing, hoarding your money? See,
maybe if
the guy's hoarding
his money, so many jobs overseas by regulation and taxation.
Yeah, sure.
We wouldn't have it. Yeah, sure.
What are you talking about? The guy's got.
Jeez, you're weird.
Wait, you're pushing buttons on your phone, sir. I mean,
pushing buttons on my phone. I'm afraid I'm pushing.
Yeah, I just heard you push. You're pushing. No, you're not pushing my button because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about.
You know what you're doing.
Okay.
You're wasting afternoons in the mall. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. I think the frustration of this gentleman is that, on the one hand...
No, hold on, Phil. There's no frustration of nothing. That guy doesn't understand because what we're talking about is something that is of a level of a high sophistication. In other words...
What is sophisticated about it? You're telling me that you are suspicious that people are spending so much money in the middle of a recession, and so that means that they were hoarding their money... Okay.
Yeah, and that means that had they spent their money before we went in a recession, that we might not be in a situation what we're in now. That's the whole point of what the Citizens Auxiliary Police was doing this weekend, and I think what Major Elvis did was trying to get through, on all of that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Henry Show as we talk here to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Vince. Vince, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. This Santos, I want to say, why do you need to ask these questions? Did somebody hire you? Did the store operator hire you?
Well, this is something that Major Elvis Newton requested.
Who requested it?
Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton.
Is that? Oh, well, I'm sorry, but no one's required to answer anybody unless there's a legal reason. Huh?
Well, see, you're right, but if I say, as Major Elvis Newton had said, if you ask someone, where'd you get all the money, and they go, blow it out your you-know-what, you got a red flag, you got a problem, see?
Well, I don't agree, because I think you're very much prying, because I work for the bankruptcy court part-time.
Yes, sir.
And I see lots of people coming in bankrupt. They have to disclose everything in a legal proceeding.
Of course.
And the debtors, but they don't have to disclose it to you.
I'm not asking them to give me their... I don't want their bank account. What I'm saying is, if the country is broke, then in a can in the backyard and then busting it out when Black Friday rolls around. What's that about? I know, but that means one other thing. We're not broke.
Well, what do you mean, Major Elvis Newton?
Major Elvis Newton.
Did he direct all of you to take these clipboards down to the mall and start asking these questions?
Yes, because Major Elvis Newton believed that if people are lying about the money they've got, what else are they lying about? See, we might have a problem on our hands. And you guys who work at a bankruptcy court would be well advised to take tips from Major Newton on these procedures. Because they would, I don't know what you'd find funny. The country is in a big, we got a big problem. Major Newton knows that. Do you?
Well,
I don't think so.
Let me tell you, if a person is, filing for bankruptcy and they're doing it under fraudulent purposes, they will get discovered.
That's nothing compared to what Major Newton is planning.
Well, nothing. I'm just telling you, I don't understand what your purpose is, because, people...
Do you know what Major Newton is doing, right?
Well, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he gets his authorization from the mall operator.
Do you know who he is? Wait a minute.
No.
Do you know who he is?
No, I don't know. I don't think it's even relevant. It comes down on you. Why are you asking questions? You could get accused.
Right. That's exactly right. Nobody needs to know who Major Elvis Newton is.
Well, I need to know who he is.
Yeah, I guess you do need to know who he is, because he's the guy that told you to go out and...
Phil, you can laugh if you want to, but people are jumping out of buildings because of this economy, and I'm trying to keep that from happening.
Listen, Vince, thanks so much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I think what we're encountering, I didn't mean to laugh, but who's Major Elvis Newton?
Yeah, well, who is Major Elvis Newton? In other words, if people understood who the man is and the impetus behind him requesting that we go out and collect this information. See, we live in a world, Phil, where the average man is given a pass sometimes. And I was trying to say, if it's a recession, then how is it everybody's standing in line buying washing machines and shoes and thong underwear, and all of a sudden, it's $52 billion? That's troublesome. That bothers me, and that's what we need to find out about.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll take a break here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the Black Friday sales. How did they go so well? How is it that they were so successful? How is it that people spent so much money when we're broke, when we are in the middle of a recession? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We'll get back to Jay Sanis in just a second. Ron Tarner is joining us. And Ron is Dr. Ron Tarner in Denver right now. Ron, how are you doing?
Brilliant, Phil. Very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Yeah, and we want to talk to you next hour. You were with your son?
No, my son Josh was at the Best Buy. He was in line at a Best Buy for one of the Black Friday sales on Saturday, and I came to Denver for the Charger game, and was an ex-girlfriend of mine that took him and was trying to recreate something from Fatal Attraction. I thank God that we got him back.
All right, I want to talk to you about this. Your son was in line with this woman and then apparently was abducted?
Was abducted, yes. And let me tell you this. This is a woman that I used to date.
All right, we'll talk to Ron Tarner in a moment. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we are talking with Jay about the economy and certainly the success of Black Friday over this past weekend. And, Jay, you find it very suspicious. That's what I'm gathering here. It's suspicious that people have as much money to spend. It's suspicious that people are all of a sudden busting it out when we're in the middle of a recession. I get all of that.
Absolutely. It's suspicious, Phil.
All right. Now, when you stop and you talk to people and you say to them, what are you doing here? Do you find that question rude?
I don't think it's rude, Phil. I think it's very direct. I think in law enforcement, when you're on a front line of law enforcement like, you know, we are. And
well, you know, you're not really a cop, though.
I understand that I'm not really a cop in the sense that you think I'm not a cop. But believe me when I tell you, we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're here as backup. You've heard of the term backup. I take it you've heard of the term backup. When a police officer calls for backup?
Yeah.
Well, we are backup. I mean, we're not the backup he calls for, but we are backup, you know, and what we're at.
But you're not the backup that he's calling for. He's calling for another duly licensed police officer.
We are backup in the sense that when they leave the scene and everything is done and they've done everything they're going to do, well, maybe that's not everything that could be done. Now, the same holds true, I think, Phil, when you're preventing crime. And when someone says that they're, you know, they don't have no money, and all of a sudden, you know, they've got money on Black Friday, and they're buying iPads, and, you know, they're buying iPhones, and they're texting, you know, they're texting sex messages. I mean, how embarrassing is that? And so I think that, you know, we really have to look into. And
well, what is embarrassing? I don't understand what you're saying. They're buying these vital items. Everyone needs a phone.
Well, everyone needs a phone, but not everyone's got to go buy their iPhone so they can send a send a sex message. And if we are in such terrible shape in this country, economically, and we've got people out there, let me go buy an iPhone so I can go and send a picture of my penis somewhere, like you heard what that one guy said, what he done, or that one guy did.
You're talking about Congressman Wiener?
I'm talking about this.
Okay, are you trying to tell me this is why people are spending money? See, so in other words, I don't even want to get off on that, okay? The reason why I was asking this question, okay?
Well, but you know that they're sending pictures of their penis and this kind of thing. And we're in the middle of a recession.
The two don't really necessarily go together. Hey, we're in a recession, so why are people sending pictures of their penises? You know?
I don't think it's funny. You know, I think it's a crude... I think it's a bad statement on people.
Okay, fine. But when you're stopping and you're asking people questions, you don't think that's a rude question. I've had people say that they think it is, and I've had people say that they believe that it is just as it's just as rude and perhaps just as ignorant as the question that was asked or the response that is given to you guys, which is it's none of your business. So hold on, I want to go to another phone call here. This is Charlie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yes, the gentleman who's on the phone right now, this Jay Santos, you recall when you and your Citizens Auxiliary Police had gone to Lincoln Savings in Los Angeles, and you wanted to know about people who were there panicking, as you put it. You recall that?
Yes, sir, I do. I do recall that.
All right. And at that time, I was there with my wife because we had heard the bank was going to close. I was directed by you and one of these other so-called auxiliary police officers you said to spread it. Do you remember that?
We told you to spread, sir. Spread is when you spread, all right?
I know what you meant by spread. You wanted me to put my legs and my arms out on the wall, and you were going to frisk me, and I told you to go to hell. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, unfortunately I do. And at that time, we had to make you spread.
Well, you not only did that, what you did was you manhandled me bodily. And I called the Los Angeles police, and by then you were gone. So I'm calling you again to find out where you're located.
I can't tell you that, sir.
No, I don't think that you can tell me that, because you know that if you were to tell me that, I would send police over to where you are to arrest you for assaulting me.
We did not assault you, sir. I asked you to spread it, and you didn't spread.
I find that to be insulting as well. I'm not going to...
No, hold on for just a minute.
Hold on. I want to finish what I'm saying.
No, I want to, Charlie, this is Phil. I just want to say, did you tell this guy, this gentleman, this Charlie, you told him to spread?
You never heard of spread. I've never heard it put that way, no.
What do you mean by spread?
When you tell a guy to spread, you're saying put your hands on a wall and spread. Spread it. Spread out. Now, you wouldn't have believed this, Mr. Henry. I was at this bank, and this idiot was telling people that he told his men to spread out. And when I said, what do you mean by spread out? He says, that's what you do when you're a cop. You spread out.
And apparently you don't know anything about being a policeman because one of the things you do is you spread out.
What does that mean, one of the things you do is you spread out? And you're telling a guy, why were you frisking this guy?
I was frisking a gentleman You know, first of all, he said I had no right to be down there because I was creating a panic, which is absolutely absurd. I was down there to find out what was going on with my bank. You were down there to cause a panic, sir, and get everybody riled up about the bank so they close it down. All I did is ask you to spread. I just want to make sure where everybody was, so I asked you to spread it. Well, I took grave exception to that.
I would, too.
What's to take exception to?
To tell somebody to spread? I don't like that. I don't like the way you say it, okay?
That's what, that's exactly what I said to him. And then he's telling his men to spread out. You've got spread on the brain, friend. That's your problem.
No, I don't have spread on the brain. If you mean bisexual or something, you know,
I don't know what you mean by it. I don't know what you mean, but I know who this man is, Mr. Henry, and if I ever find out where he is, then yes, I would like to have the police talk to this man.
Well, if you put your hands on this guy, Jay, you're way out of line.
I'm not out of line when a guy's trying to cause a riot. I wasn't trying to cause any such thing. I wasn't trying to cause any such thing. I was down there to see how my money was. And when you...
All right, we got to take a break. Jay, thank you very much.
I'm glad you hung up on that guy because he...
And I'm hanging up on you, too. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Ron Tarner joins us next hour to talk with us about this adventure that his son was on over the weekend because of Black Friday. Phil Henry Show.